Good morning, church. What a joy it is to look out and see your smiling faces as we come together this day to celebrate the gifts and the blessings that come to us only through Almighty God. I know it was snowing yesterday. Anybody see snow this morning? All right, maybe it's done. Was that the onion snow? Huh? Are you sure? Does that mean that's the last one? All right. So, as we come together this day celebrating the gifts and blessings of Almighty God, may we experience God's presence in our hearts, our minds, our spirits in some new and some wonderful ways. May the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbor.
Good evening. Good morning. welcome. And if you would please sign the register pad that's at the center of the rows and pass it out and pass it back when you're after you've signed it so we know who's here today. And we're glad to have you all here on a sunshiny morning, which is nice. If there's someone you know is not here today, give them a call and see how they are or where they are. I just found out somebody came back and it was in Belgium. No, the Netherlands. I didn't even miss her. Because I was gone too. No. Okay. And Tracy's gone today. She normally would be filling this position. But she knows how to pick the substitutes. She does a good job. If you'd like to do this, it's fun to get up here and look at everybody, all the pretty faces, and we're glad you're here. Chris has an announcement today.
I'm not that short. Good morning. Today, the announcement is a little bit more personal and closer to home for myself and some other people here. I wanted to bring an event to everyone's attention. A friend of Dawn's and mine, whose name is Sandy, an old high school friend. She's been with us for quite a while. She lives out in Philadelphia right now. Well, she suffers from primary pulmonary hypertension. And this causes the veins and the arteries leading into the lungs to harden, which causes high blood pressure in the lungs. The only way to deal with this is to have a double lung transplant. Now, she's been on the list, and she's been waiting. But over the years, there are just medical expenses that are not covered by insurances. And she has to pay for those out of pocket. Well, she has partnered with, and Dawn and myself have partnered with, a group called Help Hope Live. And what this organization does is they help organize fundraisers and activities to bring some money in to help cover some of those medical expenses. Any monies from fundraisers and all that are turned into this organization, and then they manage the disbursement of the funds for covered items. Well, we have an event that's going to be coming up. Dawn and I are kind of spearheading the fundraising efforts out in this area. We have an event coming up at the Arena Sports Grill on May 24th. Through the 30th, it's a dine and donate. This is one of those where you go, you eat just like you normally would, and as long as you inform them that you want to help with the fundraising or you give them a flyer, they will donate a portion of your bill to Sandy's fund for medical expenses. Dawn and I will also be planning other events throughout the year and so forth. If you do have any questions, problems, need any flyers, forget where something's at, or just want to help out, please see either Dawn or myself, and we will make sure that everything gets to where it's supposed to, and we use you as much as we can to help out. The restaurant, the arena Sports Grill, for those of you that don't know, is what used to be the old Joey-O's up on Route 30 below the high school. So that's where that will be. If you don't have a flyer, which we don't have here yet, if you don't have a flyer, like I said, all you have to do is tell your waitress that you'd want a portion of your check to go towards this, and they'll do that. And that's all that I have.
Okay. A reminder, too, about Mother's Day flowers. Today is the last day to order them. So if you're planning to do that, please get your form filled out. There's one in the bulletin. Okay. I think that's everything. Oh, Living Last Supper is over. And we need our signs back for next year. They are kind of generic, dated signs. So if you have one, please remember to bring it back so we can use it again next year. She's going to get up anyway. Okay.
Or if you prefer to keep your sign at home, let me know you have it. Stick a note in the box out there with the signs or hand it to me or stick it in the office just so we know how many we have to get next year to resurrect any that maybe didn't make it through the winter. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements? From the congregation? Okay, thank you. Stand and let's do read the call to worship and then the unison prayer in your bulletin. Who is the cornerstone of our faith?
Jesus is our cornerstone.
Who is our shepherd in these dark days?
Jesus is our shepherd.
Who can save us from this world of pain?
Jesus is our Savior.
Amen. Unison prayer. Shepherding God, you bring us into your presence and shower us with your love. You lead us beside still waters and restore our souls. Touch our hearts and minds that we may live for love and abide in your grace. Amen. And turn now to hymn number 545, The Church's One Foundation.
Please be seated. Well, good morning. How are you all today?
Good.
Have you had a good week?
Yeah.
Anything exciting?
Baseball yesterday.
Baseball.
I was taking pictures for my mom.
You were taking pictures for your mom.
I had swimming yesterday.
You had a?
I had swimming class yesterday.
Swimming class yesterday. And you played baseball? You played outside in the snow in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that fun?
Yep.
Let me see. What did I do yesterday? I had a meeting. I had a meeting in the morning, and then I had a meeting in the afternoon, and then I went home and fixed some things and worked on my sermon, and then I had church last night. Yeah. You got to play and have fun days. No. But last Saturday, I went fishing. Caught one little fish, and I caught a big log, And you know what happened when I caught that big log? I was trying to unhook it. Snap. Guess what snapped? My fishing rod broke. So now my two-piece fishing rod is in three pieces. And it was one of my favorite ones. I know. I had to go buy a new one. Yep. But I haven't even tried it yet. Maybe this week. I'll give it a whirl. Yes. So did you ever go fishing?
Did
you ever catch? A bass, trout, bluegill,
what?
Chubs?
No.
Did you eat them or throw them back?
Kirk's fishing rod broke.
Another fishing rod broke?
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens. Mine was probably 20 years old. It deserved to break. Yeah. So we'll see how this new one works. Well, you know, when we go fishing, we can't really see the fish down in the water. But we try, and then sometimes we catch them and throw them back in. Maybe sometimes we catch them and have them for dinner. Yeah, the one I caught, it actually went around a stick, and so I couldn't get it. And then I had a different pole, and I thought, if this line breaks, that fish is going to die. So I pulled line out, and I threw my pole across the creek, walked around, crossed over the bridge, because I only had boots on up to my knee, came around the other side, grabbed the branch the fish was stuck on, netted it, snapped the branch off, undid my line, threw the branch out of the water, and then when my pole broke, my line did snap. I found that hook, so I got it out, and then took the fish and gave it to the people. So they'll have it. Maybe they had it for dinner the other day. I don't know. I had it out of the water too long and I was going to put it back in. So we can, when we're fishing, what are we called? Fisherman? Fisher girl? Yeah? Now, in the scripture today, or the picture on your bulletin today, Jesus isn't fishing, but what do we see Jesus as today? What's he doing? Who's he leading? He's leading sheep. What do you know? What's a person called that leads sheep?
A shepherd.
A shepherd, yes. And so Jesus as a shepherd, or the shepherdman, doesn't have a fishing pole, but they have a big stick called the shepherd's crook. And they use that. If there's any bad animals that come and try to take the sheep away, then the shepherd has that big stick that he whoosh, clubs them with and protects the sheep. What else do you know about the shepherd? Where does he take the sheep?
To the meadows.
To the meadows, to the green pastures. And what kind of water? Good, still water where they can get a drink. So I was thinking about that last week when I was fishing. I was beside some green grass and still waters. I'm thinking now I should have taken my hammock and strung it up between a couple trees in the sunshine, the still waters, the babbling brook going. I could have taken a great nap Saturday afternoon, and I didn't catch any fish, so the nap would have been just as good. Yes. So the shepherd leads the sheep and protects them. God is our shepherd. Jesus is our shepherd to lead us, to protect us, and to make sure that we're in the right place where we're supposed to be. So you remember that Jesus is your shepherd and wants for you the still waters, the green meadows, and those good things. Let's bow for prayer. Lord God, for this day, we are grateful. For these boys and girls, oh God, we pray that you will continue to bless them, strengthen them, and use them for great things within your kingdom. For this, oh God, we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I need some helpers today. Will you pass out some cups for me? There's some more right there. Oh, did you make me some? Wow, there's a picture of Jesus. Wow, that's
he's
beautiful.
He's got a star up.
He's got a star up. Yep, and he's got a gem on him. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. All right, here you go. Do you need a cup? Whoops. We need one more cup.
Please turn in your hymnal to page 754, and we'll read the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures.
Leads me beside still waters, restores my life,
leads me in the right paths for the sake of the Lord's name.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil.
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord.
At this time, the ushers will come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings. are the good shepherd. Your son Jesus laid down his life for all who belong to you. Thank you for nurturing our life and sustaining our faith. In gratitude, we want to help others to know your love. Open our ears to listen to your voice. Open our eyes to see our brothers and sisters in need as sheep of your flock. May our tithes and offerings give voice to Christ's love for all people, especially those who have gone astray. Amen.
I just think it's fascinating that this is called Coke Life. I don't know why they came up with Coke Life, but it was launched in Argentina before being test marketed in the United Kingdom, and well, here it is in the United States. People are wondering if it's a little healthier Coke. Its formula is different. I want to say it's kind of like, what was it called, the throwback Pepsi? Did they have a throwback Coke as well? They actually sweetened them with real sugar like they used to be. This one now, Coke Life, is actually sweetened with cane sugar and stevia. Those just aren't my, stevia's just not part of my diet. But some in my family like it. It's a reduced calorie cola. 35% fewer calories than regular Coca-Cola. I'm told that a regular can of Coke has 140 calories in it, and this new Coca-Cola Life will have 89. So I found Coke Life, spring of 2015. But Jesus Christ has been offering life for over 2,000 years. I think I'll take him over this. A couple people have said, what's it taste like? I don't know. I haven't opened them yet. I might just keep it this way in case it fails. I've got 6 collector items maybe. Maybe not. Maybe I'll do target practice with them. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But it is my hope and prayer that all of us, that we might believe in the name of Jesus Christ, love one another, and experience life through this Jesus Christ that's been offering life for some 2,000 years, that we might receive it in the abundance with which it is given. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, the love that we receive through your Son, Jesus Christ, is not passive. It's not just words. It's action. We pray, O God, that we might have this abundant life through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we might faithfully go into the world to seek to change, to transform, and to make it new through the power and presence of Christ that blesses and anoints us all. For this, O God, we ask and pray in Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. Our scripture lesson this morning is John's first letter, 1 John, beginning in chapter 3 with verse 16. Listen now and hear these words for us today. We know love by this, that Jesus laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will assure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts and God knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God. And we receive from God whatever we ask because we obey God's commandments and do what pleases Almighty God. And this is the commandment, that we should believe in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as God has commanded us. All who obey God's commandments abide in the Holy One, and that One abides in them. And by this we know that God abides in us, by the Spirit that God has given us. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our daily lives and living. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, open our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, and pour your Spirit upon each and every one of us. Give us, O God, a sense of peace, rest, and comfort from the activities of daily life and living, those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. I want to take a quick survey. Those of you that prefer Coke, raise your hand. Those of you that prefer Pepsi. Oh, it's a little on the even side at this service. Huh. What's that? Ah, you all voted early. What was it here? Pepsi?
Yeah.
Coke. Pepsi? All right. Pepsi seemed to be in the other services a little on the higher edge, but I'm not 100% sure because I didn't do a count. But, you know, the Coca-Cola company has experimented with some new formulas through their history. Every once in a while when I take a trip down to Atlanta to visit a couple of the seminaries there, one year we had some extra time on our hands, and so we went to the Coca-Cola Museum. That's where I first experienced one of those big new red Coke dispensing machines. I'm told the closest one is at Five Guys. Anybody know what I'm talking about? One of those ones that has probably, 250, 300 different choices just by pushing buttons. Of course, if you're a diehard Coke drinker and you want pure Coke, then you wonder, what if the person ahead of me put lime vanilla in their drink? Is that going in mine? So you'll just have to grin and bear it if it does. But some of those changes with Coke have been good, and, well, some of those changes just haven't worked so well. Now Coke is introducing a new product called Coke Life. Anybody tasted it? Anybody seen it? How heavy was it? That's not bad. Yeah, what's really intriguing, They're real glass bottles. I found it in Giant Eagle in February. I don't know whether it's still out there on the market or not. It might be dead by now. Who knows? But I have a suspicion maybe it'll stay around for a while. So it's a new formula, Coca-Cola Life. John talks about life in this morning's scripture. And there's kind of a formula for life in the scripture as well. In Leviticus, in the Old Testament, God had a conversation with Moses and instructed Moses to have a conversation with the Jewish people, and this is part of the formula. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's what God said. And as far as formulas go, that's really a terrific formula. It has worked for thousands of years. But other world religions have really picked up on that as well. Jews believe that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Hindus affirm one should not behave toward others in a way which is disagreeable to oneself. Everybody else makes it a little wordier. Buddhists say that you should hurt not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. Muslims believe that no one of you is a believer until he desires for his brother that which he desires for himself. There's nothing really secret about this formula, but even Jesus makes it a part of his great commandment. Love the Lord your God, says Jesus, and love your neighbor as yourself. But surprisingly, in his first letter in the New Testament, the Apostle John offers a new recipe. This is the commandment, he says, that we should believe in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. Believe in Jesus and love one another. Now, that's not the same formula. And it can be dangerous to change a formula that is successful. 30 years ago this month, Coke changed its formula. April 1985, Coca-Cola changed its formula and introduced a product called New Coke. Anybody remember that one? Yeah. It lasted for 3 months. The public outcry was so severe that within 3 months they got rid of the new Coke and they went back to the original formula on the market and made probably everyone happy. Bottom line, be careful when you change something that is successful. You might end up breaking something that does not need fixed. So what is up with the Apostle John? Well, he wants to take a commandment and put a face on it. He wants to put a human face on the commandment to love one another, and so he does that by attaching this commandment to the face of Jesus Christ. He says, we know love by this, that Jesus laid down his life for us. You see, John knows that there's a problem with these love commandments. He knows that they can easily become a little lovey-dovey, syrupy, sweet kinds of things where everyone enjoys the pleasant taste and no one wants to deal with the hard reality. And so he changes the formula to include the bitter sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. Such a change of behavior, of ingredients, can actually call for a change in our behavior as well. John insists that we ought to lay down our lives for one another. And so under this new formula in 1 John, sacrificial giving becomes a central part to the Christian life. One that just cannot be denied any longer. John asks of his followers, How does God's love abide in anyone who has at their disposal all the goods of the world, and yet they see a brother or a sister in need and yet refuse to help? Where is God's love in that person? Where do you see God's love in such a person? John says, you don't. It's just not there. You see, John wants us to realize, to see, to experience that love is seen in action, not just in words. As I've been talking to some people, and we were talking in a confirmation class today, continually say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry for the same offense, and repeating it over and over again eventually means absolutely nothing. To say I'm sorry brings with it a change in one's behavior. Love is an action, not just words. John says, believe in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. There is action there, not just words. John links belief in Jesus Christ to loving one another and knowing that the best example of that love is to see the sacrificial love, the life and the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Action. And the result then is a new formula that calls each and every one of us to obey action, the words of God's commandment. John says that we will know that God lives in us because God's Spirit then will be a part of our daily lives and living. This new formula creates a link between words of a belief and the action of our love that create a new kind of life for us to be involved in the lives of others. And there it is again, action. In Christ, we have life. I just think it's fascinating that this is called Coke Life. I don't know why they came up with Coke Life, but it was launched in Argentina before being test marketed in the United Kingdom, and well, here it is in the United States. People are wondering if it's a little healthier Coke. Its formula is different. I want to say it's kind of like, what was it called, the throwback Pepsi? Did they have a throwback Coke as well? They actually sweetened them with real sugar like they used to be. This one now, Coke Life, is actually sweetened with cane sugar and stevia. Those just aren't my, stevia is just not part of my diet. But some in my family like it. It's a reduced calorie cola. 35% fewer calories than regular Coca-Cola. I'm told that a regular can of Coke has 140 calories in it, and this new Coca-Cola Life will have 89. So I found Coke Life, spring of 2015. But Jesus Christ has been offering life for over 2,000 years. I think I'll take him over this. A couple people have said, what's it taste like? I don't know. I haven't opened them yet. I might just keep it this way in case it fails. I've got 6 collector items maybe. Maybe not. Maybe I'll do target practice with them. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But it is my hope and prayer that all of us, that we might believe in the name of Jesus Christ, love one another, and experience life through this Jesus Christ that's been offering life for some 2,000 years, that we might receive it in the abundance with which it is given. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, the love that we receive through your Son, Jesus Christ, is not passive. It's not just words. It's action. We pray, O God, that we might have this abundant life through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we might faithfully go into the world to seek to change, to transform, and to make it new through the power and presence of Christ that blesses and anoints us all. For this, O God, we ask and pray in Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. Let's stand and sing our closing hymn, number 399, Take My Life and Let It Be. Gracious and loving God, we pray that each and every day you will take our lives, our hearts, our minds, our spirits, our eyes, our ears, our voices, our hands, and our feet, and that they might be blessed, they might be empowered, they might be used for the work, the mission, and ministry, O God, within your kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our life. Send us, O God, into the world, for we go in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.